Fabio says a whole lot of notes going on, Clay. Dale calls it serious jazz noodling. He thought it was Gino Vannelli. Dean notes that it is indeed, though, a hot download. This is John Abercrombie. Red and Orange from 1975, the Timeless album. It's nice to hear that organ. My mind was screaming for the synth to come in, but it's nice that they went old school with the organ. And this is better than a lot of stuff in the genre, I think. Abercrombie. I think he did some playing with Billy Cobham, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe the Solarization album? Nobody cares anymore. Fabio's hanging around here somewhere. People on the Accu playlist, nice to see you. Mike East recognized the Abercrombie. Clay Pigeon, 7 minutes after 6 o'clock here in Jersey City, New Jersey. It's cold outside. You know, not terribly cold, but cold. There's no doubt now. Snow barreling in on the Mid-Atlantic, we're told. Some frustration even I've heard from New Yorkers in the city. You kind of want to get slammed by it in a weird way. The full effect of nature, the excitement of the snow. 201-209-9368 if you'd like to call. Do it right now. I'd like to pepper calls in and amongst some songs this hour if things went perfectly. But it's hard to pull that off. Callers are fickle and call it the funniest times. 201-209-9368 for a shorty. I love comments on Glenn Frey or Buffin or Bowie holdovers. Comments about that, about Sarah Palin joining in with Trump, the campaign, Bernie, Hillary, anything you want to talk about, the weather. Right now I see silence. Fabio, if he would just come in and sit, I bet those phones would start to ring. Well, I was sad to hear about Buffin, the drummer of Mott the Hoople. Boy, I was zoomed in on him in high school. I had a drum set, a little Slingerland kit down in the basement. My dad painted the walls electric blue, and I taped up Mark Farner posters, the one with his red bell bottoms and the chrome arm muscle band. I love that thing. Head east, flat as a pancake poster. Red light bulb, blue sometimes. Lonesome Caller.
Hello.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Hello, this is Ed in Poughkeepsie.
Poughkeepsie, how you doing, man?
Okay, is this Clay?
Yeah, it's Clay.
Hey, listen, man, you know why y'all are craving the snow coming in, you know?
Yeah.
Because the wheel has got to be stopped some way, and that's one of the best ways.
What do you mean, the wheel?
The thing we're all on, guy.
Oh, you got some distortion. You got what kind of phone?
All of us are on the wheel, man. Don't you understand? Everything that you're hooked into is the giant wheel.
The grid, man. It's hard to
it's the wheel. It's the like a hook in a rock.
My bad on the grid. The wheel. I get it though, man. The snow would throw a wrench in things, wouldn't it?
Stop everybody, and they're going to start being human again.
Is that what it is? Now, don't get mad. Yeah. See, I liked him. I know what he means, and you're listening to me. Cataclysm or some catastrophic thing. Maybe the only thing that gets us out of this political beehive in our brains. Media, celebrity, death. Cataclysm. Some cataclysmic event. I get what you're saying in Poughkeepsie. That's the thing that might just bring us together. Down in that basement, we were jamming Mott the Hoople songs, Driving Sister, One of the Boys, Lou Reed's Sweet Jane. Mott the Hoople was our gateway to that, a gateway to Sonny Bono. So many things. Ian Hunter, Mick Ralphs went on to Bad Company. I almost said Boz Burrell, but he was in Free. I loved Buffin. He had such a cool style. I'm going to play some of Mott the Hoople for you now. This is from the Mott album, Whiz Kid. Don't hear this one so often. It's good to hear it again from 1973. Rest in peace, Buffy.
The Whiz Kid mystified me. She was a New York City bee. She came on flash, monster mash, motors in her feet, sing it. Now we moved out from that what happened to a home on Brooklyn Heights. A dad's a street punk and a mom's a drunk, but we made it out all right. Far, far from home, oh, I felt so alone. Could not spin to the speed of the city. Oh, send me my ticket. I'm too scared to stick with my such a pity. Now she really tried her hardest just to make me leave the band. She even had a toy, rent a boy, straight from a Times Square stand. Oh, thank you, little whiz kid. But me and my friend gotta eat. So get back to school or the typing booth. Just get yourself out on the street. Send you victorious, happy and glorious. You got the stardust, the sawdust and the smile. Don't lose your sting, how I've paid you to swing. Oh, my little whiz kid, you got such a style.
Keep the phones ringing. We want to talk to you. Hey, everybody, Clay Pigeon back. I'm trying to wrangle the phone. Is anyone there?
Hello, Clay.
Hey, man, it's you.
Hey, this is Johnny from Southern New Jersey.
How you doing, Johnny?
I'm doing great. I love your show.
Thank you, man.
I love Ian Hunter, Glenn Frey, I love them all. Hey, did Ian Hunter pass, too?
No, he's alive. I think he might even live close by here somewhere. Yeah, he's alive.
Wow.
Mott the Hoople did a nice reunion, 2012. But the drummer, Buffin, was already ailing from Alzheimer's complications, so Martin Chambers from the Pretenders has sat in for him on drums.
Martin Chambers?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Drummer for the Pretenders, right?
When did you graduate high school?
1978.
Wow, 2 years younger than me. You had a good class. That was a pretty good time.
I know, your class of 76. My sister's age.
What was your favorite song when you were a senior?
My senior? Oh, probably Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah. Do you still like it?
Wild Horses. Probably Stairway. Class of 78 was there. Yeah, Stairway.
And where do you live now again?
I live down in Mays Landing, New Jersey, about 20 miles west of Atlantic City.
Are you Jersey born and bred?
Born and bred in Jersey City, right by Yorkshire. I grew up on Sussex Street downtown.
Did you love Southside Johnny?
Southside Johnny? Yeah, I love his music.
I'm
from Jersey City.
Have you met Chris?
Where you guys are right now. That used to be called Gammon Town.
Have you met Chris Christie?
Chris who?
Chris Christie.
No, I haven't.
What do you want to tell everybody, man? What's your message of peace and love to our listeners today?
Oh, man. 2016, love all. Peace.
Are you optimistic about the year ahead?
Rock and roll? Yes, I'm optimistic. We got to keep things moving.
You like Sarah?
Things are gonna get better.
Sarah Palin, you like?
We all got to get together.
What do you think of Sarah Palin, then?
Sarah Palin? Well, I think she's good looking. And her politics, I think she's a little too crazy for me, you know, too far to the right.
Yeah. What's your sign, man?
My sign?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Astrological.
Gemini.
Yeah. Do you believe in it?
I really don't believe in it, but I think there's some, like, you know, some sense to it, because, you know, I mean,
can you?
I am a little like split personality.
Are you really for real?
Yeah.
So you've been
Gemini, yeah.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Can you recite the names of items you might see on a restaurant menu as I slowly turn you down?
Is that again? Not quite.
Can you recite the names of things you might find on a restaurant menu as I slowly turn you down?
Wow, that's a tough one. I'd say, Rocky Mountain oysters.
Just keep going, man.
Chocolate ants.
I would like to bring up, if I might, Governor Sarah Palin, special person. Thank you.
Mr. Trump, you're right. Look back there in the press box. Heads are spinning. Media heads are spinning. This is going to be so much fun. Are you ready to make America great again? You ready for a commander-in-chief who will let our warriors do their job and go kick ISIS ass? Are you ready to stump for Trump? I'm here to support the next president of the United States, Donald Trump. It's time to drill, baby, drill down and hold these folks accountable. And we need to stop the self-sabotage and elect a candidate who represents that and represents America first. Finally, pro-Constitution, common sense solutions that he brings to the table. Are you ready for new? And are you ready for the leader who will let you make America great again?
Yeah. Some of those ones say, it's not where you're from, it's where you're going, you know? And also, I want to say that the truth is an offense, but not a sin. You hear that? So watch out. Jamaica, Jamaica, yeah. Jamaica, Jamaica, well. Jamaica, Jamaica, yeah. Jamaica, Jamaica.
Out in the street.
Drop rocks, come with the thugs and camp pots. Two pound, now we in a van. I'm so rich. Hoes like that man Chuck Norris. Don't know the real hardcore. Sunlight I'm no pop to. The thugs they will do what them got to. I won't think twice to shot you. Don't make them spot you. Unless you carry guns a lot to. I'll be a tough team from a show. The first one stop laugh on block off the beat. Then I will run pop off on them start to beat. It ain't been fire long and it a be traffic. Money from me in a jeep. Some say I'm a playboy rabbit. Babylonian get chopped like a. Them still don't fit me to win election. Them trick, them don't do nothing. Come on, let's face it. I get our education basic, and most of the youth them waste it. And when them waste it, that's when them get the guns replaced. Then them don't stand a chance. That's why enough little youth have up some bad magic. With the election magazine in a them, and them have reached a night time in a some black jacket. All who not like. Like a shock socket. Let me run a roadblock wish for the cops block it. And from now till the morning no stop clock it. If them run out of rounds, welcome to Jam Rock. And welcome to Jam Rock. Yo, Jed.
Damien Junior Gong Marley. My wife and I just got back from Jamaica. And it's never, I don't know how nice it is to talk about your warm vacation to people, you know, and then where it's cold, but it's not like we do something like that all the time. It was great, Jamaica, man. It was nothing like I expected. Have you been there to Jamaica? I'd love to talk to one person now who has. 201-209-9368. Encapsulate your Jamaican experience for me. We got to eat a lot of the food, which was fantastic there, and do all the things that you do in one of those resorts. But of course, just outside the gates, it's poverty and wonderfulness all mixed together, beauty and just also some incredible innovation. You know, when people don't have a lot, they can still build fascinating, cool things. Jamaica, man, oh man, the red stripe, the ganja, the sunsets, the pool. I snorkeled over a coral reef. Hurricane Ivan had ravaged through Jamaica a few years back. The reef was beaten down. Even now, I suppose, if you were an expert, you could look at it and think, yeah, it's a little anemic clay, but I lathered up with sunblock, and my wife and I and sister-in-law, brother-in-law, waded out into that water, just a reefing and a looking and a burning in the sun. Man, it was fun. Looks like we got a caller. Are you there, caller? Is anybody there? Anyone at all there?
Yes. Oh, the humanity, the humanity.
Is this Tugboat?
I gotta make
I got to make a statement from the maritime community.
Tugboat, people have been asking about you. Where'd he go?
Good God almighty.
Tugboat
yes,
Richie.
Yes, I've been to Jamaica. Like you said, it's beautiful. You go outside the gate, that's trouble.
You didn't take your boat down there, did you?
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been on a Hudson.
Where were you in Jamaica, Richie?
Rosewood Estates. I stayed at a place, Rosewood Estates.
I think
Estates.
I saw
beautiful.
That. Is it in the grill area?
Yes, it was right in the grill.
Did you have a rental car? Did you drive it all in the country?
No, man, I didn't do that. Everything I wanted was right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you think about it when you go to the bank machine or something and your money's coming out and people are sitting around looking at you? And
all the time. Driving by looking at us, walking by looking at us, standing there looking at us. But I had a good time. The people were very good.
Yeah,
very
yeah.
Nice.
And the food, huh?
Really good.
Yeah. Richie, what's your message of peace and love? Today, what do you want to tell the listeners since we last spoke? What have you learned?
Do something good for someone else, for the less fortunate. Do something good.
Give them some pointers. Yeah, just a couple things.
Help the elderly. Help the people. Help the people in need. Anything. You know what I mean? Money is just a bartering tool. Remember, money's just a bartering tool. If you got something that someone else could need and they can't afford it and you don't need it, pass it on.
Like an old shirt or something?
Like an old shirt, anything, books, anything, old shirt, boots, whatever.
Albums?
Albums, I got plenty of them too.
What's your favorite one, Tugboat? Who was your favorite back in the day? Who'd you love most of all?
Back in the day, I used to listen to... I used to listen to a lot of stuff like from the Rat Pack. I used to listen to Sinatra. I used to listen to everything in the early and the late 60s.
Man. Tugboat, you know the inside story. What kind of weather are we going to get this weekend? Is it just going to be piddly stuff?
Yeah. It's got to tell you what. We're Central Jersey, 12 to 18 inches, right? Up through Middlesex County, you're talking at least a foot. But the worst thing is this: the wind. That wind is going to be
whipping
out of the northeast for at least 36 hours.
Man.
Gale warning, like they say, a gale warning's coming in there.
Is it exciting to you? Is it a nor'easter? Is that what it is?
Yes, it's going to be northeast for like 24 hours from Friday night. Into Saturday night, and then turn around and come from the north on Sunday morning. Then that'll be the quiet of the storm after the storm.
Richie, you're a nice guy. How did you feel about the passing of Eagle Glenn Frey?
I grew up to that kind of music.
Talk about
it. It's a shame. It was a shame. I don't know what he died from. I don't know what he passed away from. It was natural causes or whatever, but... Yeah, they had a good group. They had good music to bring a lot of memories.
Well, Tugboat, Fabio's just come back in. I'm going to probably play another song here. I'm glad you checked back in. I thought you might be gone. They come and they go.
No, I've been working a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of work. Working out with the maritime community representing New York Harbor.
What's the highest note you can sing right now?
Right now? Oh, I could sing solo. Solo, you can't hear me. They asked me, what'd you do with the money that they gave you for music lessons? Yeah, man, I'm keeping the faith, brother. I feel good, working every day. God bless America. It ain't none better.
Thanks, Tugboat.
All right, man, I'll talk to you. Say hello to everybody there at FMU for me. Tugboat checking in, Tugboat checking out. Got another scowl going back down to Jersey City with Scrap.
The buffalo's balls were as big as a man's head. I held one in my hand. It was still warm, and it seemed as if it trembled. The buffalo's ball warm in my palm, trembling and rolling softly from side to side. On my palm, the buffalo's ball then spun round so fast that the friction of it burned my hand, and I dropped it. And the buffalo's warm ball fell to the floor, where it broke apart. And scores of miniature ball beetles issued forth and scurried about in a way as we tried to crush them with our shoes. Stan crushed one or two, and we lifted them up into the light to examine them, and we discovered that the buffalo ball beetles were brown and unattractive, and we were repulsed. As for dropped ball itself, well, it did break apart, and its soft pink inner fruits were sweet to the taste. Now I've heard of another man who held in his hand a hard, unripe buffalo ball, which was cold and stubbled and unpleasant to grip. Stinging stubble, that hard and heavy buffalo's ball weighed 12 pounds and was filled with valuable breeding semen. We collected by donning rubber aprons and coning wang, capturing shots of gold. Baby buffalo running on cloven, unsullied hooves, not pinched full of manure, crap made of grass, no meat stink, off to stench.
This is Ursula Dudziak with Michael Urbaniak, recorded in Kodiak, Alaska. Thank you.
passed me so slowly. The days fell out beneath. Maybe I'll take something to help me. Hope someone takes after me. I guess there's always some change in the weather. This time I know we could get it together. If I did casually mention tonight, that would be crazy tonight. Say, that's what I meant to say. Don't do something. But what I meant to say.
Station to station. Dusty Show, is anybody there?
Hey, Clay.
Who's this?
This is Aaron in Minneapolis. I am nonverbal, so I use this software to talk on the phone. Thanks for the Sarah Palin. It's fun to watch the comment board melt down at the sound of her whiny high voice.
I wish I'd missed your name at the beginning of that. I was talking. You're in Minneapolis. Are you able to converse back and forth by typing or anything?
Yes. So I need to ask you to give me more time to type my replies. So you need to turn the bed music up while I type. Is that okay with you?
Yes, you're doing good. I'm enjoying this. And don't worry about the time in between your statements. Take your time there. Say what you want to say. Minneapolis, just above Iowa, where I grew up. Yeah, Minneapolis. Went up there to North Star Auto with my friend Curtis to get a little Triumph sports car when he was in high school. They got a Triumph. We drove it back to Iowa. Still there?
Yes, the name is Aaron.
Aaron?
Yes.
How old are you, Aaron?
Thirty
years old.
I don't know if you or any other moody DJ can help me, but I have a DJ friend here in Minneapolis who is looking for either the Donfelder cassette demo of Hotel California or the two unreleased studio versions before they recorded the version of the song that we know and somewhat love.
So, and somewhat love, there was a Donfelder demo of Hotel California. That's the kind of thing that interests me. I'd like to hear that myself. Maybe somebody will hear this and get in touch with me and let me know they have that kind of thing. What about you? Who are your favorites? What's your favorite music? Speaking to
all kinds.
All kinds of music. And you're using software to speak with me, correct?
Yes.
Aaron, can I be so personal as to ask why you need this software, what your particular condition might be? I hope that's not too personal.
You are so timid sometimes.
Aaron's communicating with us from Minneapolis via some voice synthesis software that's facilitating, helping him to say the things he wants to say. From the land of 10,000 lakes, Mary Tyler Moore. Throwing that hat up in the air. Babe and the Blue Ox. Al Franken. Jesse Ventura. The Replacements. Prince. Coach. Hayden.
I have something called a brainstem lesion.
A brain.
So I can't talk or walk.
A brainstem lesion. And you can't talk or walk. At how long has it been that way for you, if I could ask? We'll allow him to type.
And I hope 9 years.
9 years since you were 21?
29 years.
Oh, 29 since you were a baby. Wow. So, is there anything that you have learned from living life as you have, maybe a different way of seeing things that we're unable to? I have a friend in a kind of a similar situation, and he told me that he's learned to appreciate much simpler things, and he doesn't let petty day-to-day things bother him that might bother others. I don't know how you're going to answer to all that, but
yes, young people love me. Very annoying.
The people around you are annoying?
Young people.
Do you live at home or in a care facility?
My own apartment with my own staff.
An apartment with your own staff. That's good. What do you want to tell people in our audience? I guess you have listened to the Dusty Show before. Hopefully WFMU is something you enjoy. Do you listen regularly to the Dusty Show? Is it one of your favorites? Is it, in fact, your favorite of all the shows? Tell me, quickly.
I love your street interviews.
Man, you are the greatest. You need your own show. I'm not kidding. You like this music in the background? Be honest. Can't say.
My message of peace and love, that's easy. My message is simple. Keep your hopes up, your humor dry, and your radio tuned to WFMU.
Man, fantastic. Aaron, will you call me again in the future when you hear me taking calls? I'd love that. I'd love to talk to you again.
Thing.
I'm going to move it on out, brother. Aaron, but I know we'll talk again. So you take it easy up there in Minneapolis. Stay out of trouble. Keep listening. Love you, man. You get the last word. I'm waiting for it.
Listen for me on 7-second delay. I harass those guys too.
Will do, man. That's Aaron in Minneapolis, you guys. Thanks for calling in, Aaron. This is a band from Los Angeles when I was out there at the dawn of the millennium. And they never made it, but they were really good. I love seeing them. I think I saw them at Spaceland and some other places out there in Los Angeles. Their name was Czar with a T. T-S-A-R. This is Czar with Jeff Whalen. A thing called Calling All Destroyers on The Dusty Show.
Skirmishes that have been going on for centuries, where they're fighting each other and yelling Allah Akbar, calling jihad on each other's heads forever and ever. Like I've said before, let them duke it out and let Allah sort it out. Things are going to change under President Trump. Exactly 1 year from tomorrow, former President Barack Obama, he packs up the teleprompters and the selfie sticks and the Greek columns and all that hopey-changey stuff, and he heads on back to Chicago, where I'm sure he can find some community there to organize again. There, he can finally look up. President Obama will be able to look up. And there, over his head, he'll be able to see that shining, towering Trump Tower. Yes, Barack, he built that, and that says a lot. God bless the United States of America and our next president of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
WFMU, is anybody there?
Hi, yeah, I'm here.
And what did you want to say?
Hi, Clay. My name's Chris, and did you edit that when you were playing the Sarah Palin clip earlier? Did you edit that at all?
If that was
I haven't heard it yet.
I did. But
was it chopped up? Because it sounded really crazy.
I didn't.
Crazier than normal.
I didn't edit it in the sense of changing her meaning or creating my own sentences and stuff.
Yeah, that's the first time I've heard it. I've been avoiding it, but I guess I'm glad I heard it.
It's kind of fascinating.
She's kind of drunk.
Do you think so?
Yeah, or she saw Tina Fey's impression of her and decided she was just going to do that.
Yeah, I think she
really
was happy to be back in the spotlight. She seemed to be enjoying herself. It's
She's
weird, though.
Fired
the,
up, yeah.
Everything's
really fired
a, it's all weird, though, with her son, with some troubles going on in Alaska, with some domestic violence and stuff happening at the same time.
Yeah, but that's very sad, and it's very sad that she used it as a, kind of like a poker chip against the president.
Yeah.
She needs help and not...
It's interesting. Like I enjoy... her crazy. I enjoy.
Oh yeah.
She's not boring.
Oh no. Neither is Trump. It's everything's turning into a weird fun house. I don't know if I'm worried. I'm not sure what's going to happen. I'm not sure if this is for real. I have no idea.
Well, what's your message of peace and love to everybody, man? I'm running out of time.
Okay, my message of peace and love is go easy on yourself and go easy on your loved ones.
Thanks for your time, man. I hope you keep listening.
Thank you. Definitely. Bye.
This is actually from the Netherlands. Watusi Warrior Drums by Slagerage van Kampen, Netherlands, on the Tan label, 1992. Actually, the name of the album is Tan. Five minutes in front of 7 o'clock, Hardy White at the top of the hour. The TNP follows, comment total, a little anemic, probably deserved. I think we all know I haven't been at the top of my game today. I don't know why. It was not for lack of trying, and I've certainly enjoyed your presence on the Accu playlist, the callers, the feeling that you're out there. Sometimes you tweet me or on the Facebook. It's always good to hear from you. Boy, it's surprising sometimes to know who's all out there. Love you guys. Love you guys. Snow's a-coming. Kellogg's Frosted Mini Wheats are a-coming. La Choy. La Choy. La Choy makes Chinese food swing. American.
Where did the name Eagles come from? Well, the Eagles, the reason we chose that name, I think, was because it represented a lot of things. There was the Southwestern Native American approach, which was that the eagle embodied the highest aspirations of man. It was the creature that flew closest to the sun. We didn't get a lot of good reviews. Got a lot of good reviews live. You know, our show was, you know, we used to get good reviews toward the end. You know, we were never the darlings of the critics. And that suits me just fine.
Always remember Glenn Frey. This is WFMU, East Orange. WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Clay Pigeon saying so long for the Dusty Show. Thanks for listening, you guys. It's always appreciated. And for Buffin and Glenn Frey, always remember.
Well, hello, my friends. This is Hardy White. You don't hear my theme song this week because I don't have it. I have lost it. It was in my computer, and my computer has died. Now, you say, a computer is a thing, and things don't die, but they sort of do. And my relationship with my computer was a little different than with other things. My computer sort of has a brain. And to me, my computer almost feels like it's my robot friend. And by friend, I mean servant. And by servant, I mean the kind of servants you don't pay. But still, I feel so much affection for it. And so when it died, it took with it a lot of things the way that people take with them when they die, like recipes or videos. I guess they don't take that, but their memories are sort of videos, sort of movies of things that they experienced. And when they're gone, that movie is gone too. And now my computer is gone. My robot friend has died. And I sit here with his corpse. And you tell your friends, oh, my robot friend has died. And they say, well, you should cut the head off and try to get that recipe out of there. And I say, well, you know, I guess I could do that. But he's pretty dead. And I think that we just need to sometimes let go of things. Can't hold on to everything, right? Can't hold on to all our letters or all the work we've done for months. I get a little upset thinking about it. But I'm also upset because I certainly hope that my friend didn't have any consciousness, but I guess he wouldn't know he was dead. Do computers know that they're dying? They make that kind of just like people do when they're about to die. So we go to the cemetery and we bury our robot friend, and then some sort of environmental agency comes and says, no, you can't bury that there. Computers are not biodegradable like people. You can't stick them in your garden like we have some of our relatives and then use them for fertilizer. And these beans, we call them Uncle Buddy beans because that's who we used. People don't use people for mulch, do they? Or I guess they used to use them for fertilizer. God bless us, we are all organic material, aren't we? Oh my goodness. And you can smell that on buses. So yes, inorganic material, with the exception of sulfur, doesn't really make this sort of odor that people do. Oh, bless your hearts. Well, as my robot friend died, I started thinking about that movie that's out now, about that man as left alone on Mars by himself. And I thought, oh, both of these are wonderful metaphors for the human experience. Because every time something dies, like your computer, your car, and you're not expecting it, the world changes. All of a sudden, your life comes to a crashing halt. You had thought you were going to get in your car and you're going to drive home. And in your mind, you're already making a cup of soup. You're already heating that water for cup of soup. I said, I'm going to have this cup of soup, and I'm going to have a snack pack, and I'm going to have all these other things. And why do I only eat things in cups? I'm wondering that now. Why am I on all this prepackaged stuff? I should just go home. Where's my robot friend? He can set me up with a recipe. Oh, right. He's gone. And if you're stranded on another planet, then everybody's gone. And when I saw that movie and I saw that fella up there talking to his recorder there, and nobody was really here, he didn't know if anybody was ever going to hear it, I thought, that's like my radio show. That's me, stranded on a planet. I know that feeling. And so I decided that I was going to go even more for that feeling. I say, you know, I got this problem here recording the show this week. I'm going to take a little tiny tape recorder, and I'm going to put a blanket on my head. And I'm going to get under there like I did with a child and pretend. And with this blanket on my head, I'm going to pretend that I am stuck on a planet far away. I'm out in space, floating all alone. Well, I'm on the planet, so I'm not really floating. I'm standing. But it's just like floating in a spaceship, like the David Bowie song say, oh, I'm floating up here in a tin can, which is all small. I thought he was bigger. I didn't know. So, oh, in space you can't tell. So that's just a tiny little astronaut in a tin can. What country is that spaceship from? Oh, it's from Libby. That says it right there on the spaceship. You can tell. A little tiny man in a can. Oh, bless him. I wonder how they got him in there, whether it has a pop top or whatever. How'd he get out? All right, we're going to do a spacewalk now. Here he comes, just as effervescing out of the spaceship. Oh, but I'm stuck here. Oh, all my friends are gone. I'm just here alone. What am I going to do? Am I talking to myself or am I talking to others? This is very strange, almost like prayer. Says, anybody hearing this? Hello? And no reply comes. And maybe it prayers like that. Maybe the reply doesn't come for like 5, 6, 7 years. And so you don't realize it. You pray something 5 years ago and then 5 years down the road, you hear, yes. And you, I'm sorry, forget what I was, I don't know. I had something to do with a horse race, maybe. All right. But this is what that's like. I'm now alone here. What am I going to do? Well, the first thing you do is panic. So the first thing I'm going to do when I really realize that I am stuck on a planet by myself is I think I'll just give up. I'll panic and give up. A lot of people say that for the end, after about a year, but not me. I'm going to panic and give up right away, get it out of the way, and then get on with things. So, it's awful, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to lay down here and die, which is very difficult to just to lay down and die. Extremely hard because you get hungry and things. They go, I keep trying to lay down to die, but I have to pee. A middle-aged man laying down to die is just, I'm never going to die if I keep having to go to the restroom. So I lay down there and I say, I'm all alone. My existence, I have maybe a year given the amount of food that's left. But you know what? I'm going to use my resources. And a year, what? We don't know how long we have anyway. So I'm going to start doing things. What am I going to do? I get this roll of Lifesavers and I'm going to crush them up into a fine powder. And then I'm going to add some water and I'm going to form them into tiny little rings and bake them. You're just making the Lifesaver again. Yes, well, I have nothing to do here. I have to find stuff to occupy my time. Not everything can be productive, you realize. Sometimes, like, just a hobby, there's nothing for that. I will probably spend most of my time gluing macaroni onto a piece of construction paper in the shape of, I don't know, like a happy bunny or something. And then eventually I'll have to eat that. And so, I can't believe I'm picking all these elbow macaronis off this page now that I'm hung. I forgot. But you know what you can do is you can just take the finished artwork and actually just boil that. The paper is edible. Everything is edible. Everything. The Candyman invented that. It says you can even eat the dishes. So I don't want to, because eat the dishes! And they're made of ceramic. So very cruel man, the Candyman. Eat the dang dish! God, it's cutting my lips! The Candyman can. It's a very menacing song. And songs are one of the first things you go to when you're alone. Say, I'm going to keep myself company by whistling a comforting song. Like, I saw a movie one time.